The specific characteristics of this state are quite uniform and stable. The same characteristic features of this state are present in any given activity or setting. There is also a particular set of conditions that are required to create this state. Flow arises when we are engaged in an activity that we feel is important, meaningful to us, and worth doing. Flow is more likely to occur when there are clear-cut goals to the activity, and we receive some kind of immediate feedback about our progress as the activity unfolds. The task must be challenging and require skills, but there must be just the proper balance between the challenge and our capabilities. People in flow feel that their skills are being fully engaged in the task at hand. And even though the project may be challenging and require skills, at that moment it feels effortless. While in flow, we find ourselves engaged in the activity for its own sake alone, not for any external rewards we might receive. The task is intrinsically rewarding in and of itself. You know, one of the reasons I brought up the topic of challenge at work, I said to the Dalai Lama, is because it relates to a concept that seems to come up frequently these days in the psychological literature, the concept of flow. Challenge is one of the factors required to create this state of flow. This concept is increasingly mentioned in articles on human happiness, and this state can commonly occur at work. Are you familiar with the concept of flow?
No. Can you explain to me what you mean by that term?
Well, briefly, this concept involves a particular state of mind that occurs when our attention is completely focused on a particular task or project that we are doing at the moment. It is a state of intense concentration and deep involvement in the activity. While in flow, one loses a sense of time. It's as if time stops and a person is fully in the present moment, not thinking about the past or the future. The person is so immersed in the activity that they even lose a sense of self or identity. The sense of self vanishes. There are no thoughts about me, such as I'm doing this or I'm feeling that. Anyway, while engaged in the activity, there's also a feeling of effortlessness, a sense of total control over what one is doing. Take, for example, a professional tennis player. They've practiced and practiced for many years to hone their skills, and now they're in a match with a difficult opponent. They get to a state where all of their skills and all of their learning and capabilities meet the challenge from the opponent and create a kind of balance. Their physical movements and high state of concentration all help to create that state of flow. Although flow can occur in any activity, some investigators have found that Americans experience more flow at work than they do in their leisure time. Some of these researchers feel that people experience more flow at work because that's where we are likely to encounter challenges or opportunities for problem solving, the need to exercise our skills, and it's an environment that encourages us to focus on the task at hand. For example, let's say you are giving a talk to a large audience and the topic is very complex. The material is very difficult and challenging, yet you've prepared, you've studied, you've developed certain skills, abilities, and knowledge of